What the hell are you doing here? You know better than to stick your nose into something that doesn't concern you. What's with that face? It's twisted somewhere between worry and pity. Don't worry how I got like this. Worry about yourself. You playing nurse now. Not complaining, just surprised you'd waste your time with me. We aren't even close like that, are we? Always on and off. Been close and far away. They can't decide which we are. I hate the fact that I can't push you away no matter what I do. But I also love the fact you don't give up. Reminds me of what I always said. That I would never give up on things. But look at us. Messes. Messes for other people. Yet here we are. Forehead to forehead. Me barely able to walk in you. You look more wounded somehow. What does it even mean? Why are we always so close, yet so distant? I wonder. It's not the first time. That won't be the last. Think about it. How many times have you seen me like this? It's been a bunch, right? Maybe too many times. Maybe that's the best answer. Damn, that hurts. Huh. Yeah, the tough guy persona messes me up, but listen to me. It's not about being tough or not. You gotta leave. This place isn't for you. You're not ready for this. You're not going to tell me that. Do you ever listen to a word I say? Why do you think? Why don't you take a guess of why I'm so worried? Because someone doesn't know when to stop caring. I never said I wouldn't say thank you. Just like all those times we were always in the same class growing up. All this life did was tear us apart. Tear us a new one each time. And every time we got close. Every time I thought we were meant to be something, threw a wrench in that. Yet still, even when we shouldn't, even when there's others who love us more, probably, we end up back in this temptation, this vicious cycle. How do you know? How do you know I didn't find someone, huh? You're assuming a whole lot for someone who hasn't talked to me in, what, 3 months? So not talking doesn't mean not thinking of, huh? Fine, I'll give you that. Maybe you are thinking about me, but I happen to hear you were with someone. Rumors. Is that it? I'm not your dirty little secret this time. What do you mean that's all in the past? Cute. But I wonder, why now of all times? Why give a shit about me when nothing goes right? You always come back to give me a shred of hope. And then after that, everything goes to hell again. It's nothing. Just where they got me. When you applied the ointment. Yeah, I'm beat up pretty bad. My bruises have bruises. You want me to say that? Pardon, but I don't use the cliches as much anymore. When I have to use my hands for most of what gets done. I'm not strong, but I'm not weak either. I'm trying to change that. When your entire hero career has deception in the front of it, you're not very popular outside of a niche. So, it's been tough, but this is just beef I got with someone. Rival agencies, we don't get along. And you're from one of those two. So why? Why do you always care? If you're just gonna toss me away. Is that it? Is that what I am? A reminder? Just a remnant of your past. And you can't escape it, so you keep on getting so close. Well, what if I was a monster? What if I took advantage of you, huh? What if I took all this goodwill and I took everything from you? What would I be then? Just another monster? Or the monster who has your heart? Relax. You know, and I know, I'm not the type of person to ever even consider that. But you should be more careful. You never know when I might lose my mind. You can only take being beaten up to a shred of your life so many times before something snaps, whether from a physical blow to that or something breaks inside people. Yet you're still patching me up, smiling at me. You never explain yourself, only halfway. Is it really just because we're childhood acquaintances, friends if you want to? But is that really enough to go so far? It always feels like when I'm bleeding out in an alleyway somewhere, you find me every time. You're not just playing it cool. You sure you're not a stalker then? It hurts, but I'll be okay. I've taken worse beatings. Besides, being unpopular is only half the problem here. At least I've got some popularity factor with you, don't I? That's more than I can ask for. You don't get it, do you? Other than you, I'd burn every bridge I've ever built. The only reason I'm still in this agency is because I produce good results. That's why they hate me. Because each time they want to take me out, they can only just do this, throw a fit, spit on me, and step on me. It sucks, but I got used to making them eat their words, and if anything, I make them go home with just as many bruises. The only nasty part is, I don't have someone who's got my back aside from you. So numbers are always bad. But look on the bright side. It's good practice for fighting multiple villains. Why not? Does it bother you that I make a joke out of it? And if I didn't, I think I'd cry. Not for the reason you're thinking. Because if I can't handle this, I'll never make it to my goal. Never told you, did I? I don't just want to be the best in Japan. I want to get to the point where I can be a national. a national hero. Ones that go save people all around the world. Though my current ranking, and definitely not my current situation, I'd say I'm the only one who believes I can. Though I'm not stupid enough to say it in front of anyone else. But you, you're an exception. Aren't you happy about that? Well, I guess you look a little bit, but I gotta know what makes you tick at this point. Why do you do it? I know how your healing works. It's nothing pleasant. Even demons could think of less cruel ways. You taking on my suffering, stop. Just give it a rest. I mean it. I wasn't trying to lash out, just... You overexert yourself every time. Like you're just some expendable pawn when you're not. You hear me? You aren't. So for God's sake, stop. Stop it. What did I just say? You always take me into your arms like I'm a kid. Why? Why do you treat me so nice if you don't stick around? You can't. Why? Am I just second place? Why? You certainly show some kindness, if nothing else. I'm not dying, am I? So head up, chin up, whatever they say. You did a lot for me. More than anyone else ever does. So I'm thankful. I don't want to be the reason why. Only bad things happen to you, so stay away. You won't. That's quite the words coming from you. Considering no matter what's happened in our lives, we always end up going our separate ways. Even if red string of fate brings us back. It's like we're crisscrossing, making some kind of pattern that I can't even begin to understand. And yet, even then, when I'm on by a threat, I know I can count on you. Why is it things haven't worked out? Why do you think? I just don't know. I just want you to be happy. Of course, I want to have some kind of hope. Something that matters to me. It's easy to give up everything. It's even easier to lay down and take it. To just let them win. See, the thing about me that sucks is I can't do that. I can't let myself fall here. Or else I'd give up entirely. Like, perpetual motion machine. You gotta keep it going. Even though they call them that. Do you know that they require something, whether a battery or someone to swing it, because the conservation of energy and stuff like that, that's way too much for me. But my point is, you end up being that battery. It's so stupid. I never thought I'd even be able to keep going down this path in life. when it's been failure after failure. Look at you. Always giving that charity to a failure like me. I'm not, am I? And why is that? Is trying my only merit or what? If that's what you believe, you're just as delusional as me believing I could be the best. Maybe we really are perfect for each other. Though I guess it was never up for debate. We were. It's just, those breakups haunt me. They weren't even really breakups, if I'm honest. It was our going separate ways on so many things. Why now? Why would anything be different now? Not just, I want to believe, but I'm skeptical. I've always been of everything. But in some stupid way, I've never managed to be skeptical with you. Maybe I really am messed up in that. Who knows? The only thing I know for sure is that if I can count on you the way I have been, then I'll be thankful for whatever fate I get, I guess. I gotta struggle, wallow down here if I ever want to reach those heights that I can barely see. No, I can't even see where I'm at. It's stupid, isn't it? I'm nothing but a bug in a world of dinosaurs. They were the most persistent. Yeah, I guess they're the only ones that still exist. Guess they're the rabbit and I'm some sort of tortoise, by your analogy. I appreciate the vote of confidence. And maybe you're right. Maybe I am just slower, less efficient, but persistent. Like every stupid fairy tale. I don't know how to give up. But even then, even if it all blows up in my face, will you still be there when things get even worse? You took too much of my injuries, you idiot. I appreciate it, but you went too far. I warned you about this. Why? Why are you so stubborn? I mean, you can't be doing this. It'll break my heart after healing my body if you end up getting something from this. You're nearly coughing up blood. How ironic. I'm the one who got beat up, but you look worse than me. I told you to take it easy. Why are you like this? So goddamn stubborn. And for what? With that stupid smile. How am I even supposed to? Fine. You want to play this game of cat and mouse all over again? Honestly, I don't know which one of us is which. Because there's been times I've done the same for you. Saving you from those assholes over at the agency. How many times have they tried, desperately, to make you go into some stupid arranged marriage? Hell no. I won't let you. A confession. I don't know if I'd call it that, but it's because I don't want you to be toyed with by someone who doesn't care about you. They just want you for your looks. So many of them want nothing more than some sort of trophy lover, because that would complete their little delusion complex of being some big shot that can bully anyone they want. If they get you, there's no telling how insufferable they'd be. So what? You came to me, exhausted yourself over using your quirk, taking on all these injuries, and now you want to lecture me about that? Idiot. That's how you make people fall for you. All over again. You know better than I, this is a terrible idea. We're the messy situationship that nobody wants. The worst kind. And you keep crawling back. Didn't you once call me a toxic boyfriend? What do you mean? Now you're just not making sense. I don't know about toxic, but I definitely suck with facing certain things, feelings, ends of things. That's why I'm afraid to go to the starting line and step over it, like a line in the sand that might as well be the Berlin Wall. I hate it, but at the same time, I can't let your effort go to waste. That might be even worse. You're lucky, you know that. A lucky little idiot. Now you're wondering where we go from here. And I am too. I wasn't thinking about things. I just acted. Just like you did, idiot. When you're taking care of me, and I cause you a bunch of problems, you better look back at this situation now. Remember, you started it. Whether this ends up something more, we finally quit breaking up. We quit this game of cat and mouse, or just play it twice as hard. You'll have now to think. You realize that? You little idiot. And after all that, you close your eyes and lean in for a kiss. You absolute moron. Don't give me help like that. Or else I might start to believe that we can be a real thing. Again. But not like before, no. If it's like that, then I'm afraid. No. Nothing scared me. Nothing hurt me. Like when we left each other. We couldn't do it anymore. Why should I believe this time? What'll be different? We're both toxic, baby. We're the worst kind of toxic, but part of me loves that, needs that. That's why I could never look at anyone else, baby. Maybe you're the same. I heard things didn't work out with all the other ones you've tried. I tried to replace you. I tried. But it wasn't something I have the capacity to do. By looks of it, you're every bit as down bad as me. What am I gonna do with you?